It's only fun when you win, Jeff.
Yeah, so, you tell us that all the time.
Yeah, no, it's true. You know, our guys hung in there, didn't start great. You know, we had the block punt to set up an easy score to start, go down 7-0, and our guys just kept grinding away and, you know, whittled ourselves back into it.
Defense was very stingy. Scoreboard says one thing, but the fact is they really gave up just one touchdown drive out of the third quarter after the break. But they did a lot of great things, which you haven't done a ton of. Tackles behind the line of scrimmage in the run game. 5 forced fumbles. You took a pick away in the end zone. You shut down their big back, Doug Martin.
Yeah, I think, all in all, I think it was a pretty steady performance. You know, we had not had our best performance on the season a week ago against the Vikings, and I thought our guys responded well, and that was really in all three phases.
A couple of big smiles on faces, though, with John Timu once again, a couple of fumble recoveries, and Harold Jones-Korte. Everybody's calling him HJQ now. That may be the most important three initials in the game right now for today. Forced fumble and a fumble recovery.
Yeah, I think all three young guys, Jonathan Anderson, I think, was involved, John Timu, and then now Harold Jones-Korte, which, you know, it's kind of good to see your young guys, you know, having some success, getting an opportunity, and they all did a good job.
And then offensively, just chewing that clock. That you'll know that this was the longest possession time, other than the 49er overtime game, all season long. 37-plus minutes, and you grounded it out with that run game.
Yeah, I think it was going to be a line of scrimmage game. You know, we felt that way offensively, you know, whether it was in protection or in the run game, and same way defensively. We knew they were going to run the ball, you know, much like the Vikings did, where actually we did a pretty good job a week ago. We were able to follow that up. We just executed better in the passing game.
And Jay Cutler, very efficient, with that being said.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of guys nicked up. You know, Alshon didn't play, and, you know, Eddie Royal was very, very sick, only played sparingly. You know, and regardless who's been out there, Jay's done a good job of executing the pass game and one of his better performances today.